Yo, 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 it's your girl Day. Welcome to Spiritual Saturdays by Spiritual Days. I want to give a shout out to all the people that have joined our podcast recently. We have gone up. Wow. Thank you for referring. Thank you for all the new subscribers. Thank you for everyone that's come to the shop. All the health visits, I've gotten an outpouring of love. The shop is so busy. I can barely keep up. So thank you for being patient. I mean, when I say we booked. I'm booked weeks on weeks on weeks on weeks. I don't even know what happened. It is just phenomenal. I mean, we are having great days at the store. Literally looking back, like, wow, we serve so many people. Packed. When I tell you the classes are packed, so if you're not in the class, you missing something. You better talk to the folk that's been there. Hey, they learning, they're growing, and they're even spreading the word. So, yo, come see us. Our classes, check our website out for our classes. And you can buy merch on the website too. So today we're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart. It's a newfound topic for me. So I figured, hell, why don't I share it with y'all? Like, so y'all can get this revelation too. We're going to talk about freedom. Let freedom ring, if you will. So what does freedom mean to you? It means something different to everybody. But for me, it means absolute peace. I can do what the hell I want to do. I can go where the hell I want to go. I can buy what the hell I want to buy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It keeps going and going and going. It's like, hey, day do day. You know what I'm saying? So what does it mean to you? Stop and think. And then we're going to go to the dictionary because you know I like to give y'all the etymology. Nah, y'all think about it. What does it mean? Get it in your mind. What is absolute freedom for you? The definition of freedom says the power or the right to act, speak, or think as one or they wants without hindrance or restraint. Hey, so that means what? I can do what the hell I want to do. I told y'all that already. So are you in the place of being able to do what the hell you want to do? If not, I invite you on the train ride, the Day Express. Listen to your girl. I spent years in an unfulfilling relationship. I've spent years at an unfulfilling job. I spent years in an unfulfilling family relationship, constraints, whatever, friendships, whatever you want to say. I've been there, right? So I'm not talking to you from a place of, hey, Day is just studying. I'm talking to you from a place of I walked that shit. So now, what's different? I chose myself. I chose to let all that shit go. I chose to say, the hell with what you want me to do, I'm gonna do what I want to do. Against all odds, against everybody's wishes, against people's opinions, I told them, you know what, keep your opinions, keep your wishes. I don't give a damn what you're saying. I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna start a dancing. So what does that mean, Dave? What does that mean? How you do you? I ended some shit. I ended a bad relationship. I ended a bad career choice. I ended a bad friendship. I ended a lot of shit. I said, hey, push pause. I looked at everything and I evaluated the situation and I grasped everything that happened. Fuck the memories. I don't give a damn about none of that shit. I was a good, loyal person, a good, loyal employee. That didn't mean shit. That didn't get me anywhere. So what did I do? After I paused it, I let that shit go. Delete. D-E-L on the keyboard. I said, keep your memories, keep your opinions, keep all the bad feelings you gave me, whatever. I gave it back. I literally chose to be at peace and I chose freedom. When you walk in freedom, you absolutely can choose whatever lane you want to go in. You might choose to deal with some bullshit if you want to. That's your choice too. But I'm telling you, why the hell would you choose to deal with some shit you don't have to? Like if you're in this bad relationship, right? Walk with me. The person disrespects you. The person doesn't treat you like you're worth shit. Why you want to be in that anyway? Okay, you at this job. They don't pay you. You haven't gotten a raise. What? Why you want to be there? Okay, you're in the friendship and they always call you about their problems, but they don't have time to listen to your shit. Why you wanna be there? What benefits you? Like, what are you getting from being in a self-serving relationship? And I'm not even talking about yourself. I'm talking about their self. Like, why are you giving them all the power over you? Why is your happiness not important? I sat in a space of trying to please everybody. I was trying to be a good wife. I was trying to be a good friend. I was trying to be a good employee. And at the end of the day, that shit didn't do nothing for me. So I figured, might as well be good to who? Your damn self. Be happy with yourself. Be free. Let go of that dead end shit. So you're like, Day, you didn't do any of this. The hell I didn't. I let go of a bad relationship. I let go of a bad career choice. I let go of bad friendships, associations. And now on the other side, not even, you know, a long time later, we talking about, you know, days, months or whatever. I pulled in good things in my life. You get love, you get money, you get happiness, whatever, but you have to let go of those things that are holding you back. So let's pause here. What's holding you back? What's stopping you from your happiness? What's stopping you from your freedom? What space are you sitting in? So how did I do it? I looked in the mirror and I said, self, you tired of this shit. We can either stay in this shit and keep getting abused in the relationship, keep getting abused at work, keep getting abused at your friendships, your family relationships, or B, we can say, fuck all of that. And so guess what your girl chose? They allowed it for the people in the bed. B, I walked away from all of that shit. And I can tell you, on this side of healed, I am happy. I am at peace. I have never known love like this before. You know, the self-love, you know, the happiness, the joy. Man, and I was sitting here and I was like, you got to be a special kind of dumb, Day. You stayed with somebody that didn't appreciate you. You stayed at a job that didn't value you. You stayed in a friendship where you were like, ugh, I hate to talk to this person. Like, why did you do that? What was the purpose? You thought you was gonna get a humanitarian award? What the fuck? Ain't no awards out there. So I'm challenging you. Look at the relationships in your life. Look at your career choices. And if you feel like you're in bondage, let that shit go. You don't have to be in bondage. Life is too great. When I tell you I leveled up, I leveled the hell up. And you know you leveled up because when you look back at your past, you mad at yourself. I want to beat my own ass. I'll be looking in the mirror like, girl, square up. Why did you do this? Like, you knew that relationship was beneath you. Why did you stay? You knew that that career choice wasn't good. Why did you stay? You knew that that friendship wasn't good. Why did you stay? So you got to start challenging yourself. You can't just be okay with how shit is going. You got to stop and look because you know you unhappy. Let's talk about that. You know you unhappy. You know you ain't at peace. Freedom is peace. So if you ain't at peace and you look like, damn, every time you look at your spouse, you like, I can't stand. Ugh. Like, I had got to one point where you know, I almost went there, y'all. Let me come back. So I went through a lot of stuff in my relationships, in my life, in my career. And I went through those things and I didn't have to go through them. So I'm challenging you to stop yourself now. And then I'm not going to lie to you. There's some days where you're like, hey, did I make the right choice? Hey, did I make the right decision? Hey, is this the good path for me? But I'm telling you, if you stick it through and it is the right choice and you then consulted all your higher self, your spirit guides, God, you then say, hey, tell me what I need to do. And you lay that before you. I promise it's going to be a better choice. Man, I was so scared of letting go of shit because of memories and all that. Now I'm like, fuck the memories. My attitude changed. Take another shot of the douce. You know what I'm talking about. But I'm saying, sit in that place of what is best for you. I sat in the place of saying, what's best for Day? And when I asked what was best for Day, everything else fell off. I want you to do that. I want you to get that freedom. I want you to get that peace. You deserve true love. You deserve someone who simply adores you, not cheats on you or goes behind your back and embarrasses you to everybody in the whole fucking world. You deserve a job that says, hey, you know what? Good job. We're proud. Here's some money. Like, don't tell me good job. Give me all my coins. I mean, all my bills that fold. Like, give me a direct deposit. That's how I know that you love me. A bonus. And I'm talking about the bonuses. Give me like $50,000. Then I know you love me. I can tell y'all, you can get bonuses like that. Y'all don't think it's true, but you can. Because if you don't believe you can, you're limiting yourself. Or get in a friendship where they say, hey, you know what? Hey, how are you doing? I know I talk about myself all the time, but are you okay? How's your mental? Get you some good people around you. And you know what? Fuck all them others. Cancel them. So then now y'all sitting here and you like, they said break up and get divorces. I do advocate divorce. No, I'm playing. I advocate you being in healthy relationships. And if your marriage is not healthy for you, that's on you to decide. That's on you to figure out what you have to do. If your career is not healthy for you, that's for you to decide. I'm just simply out here trying to get y'all the info. If you need help, we got some stuff at Spiritual Days. You can come get you some crystals, some incense, whatever. I got some wellness sessions for you. And do some energy work. Whatever you need, come see me. Your girl got you. You know I can do some stuff, some razzle dazzle. But I'm challenging you. I'm actually sharing this with you because I don't want anybody to have to go through the things and the pain that I've gone through. And now that I'm healed, man, I'm so light. Like, my energy's like, everybody sees me and they're like, bitch, you glowing. Hey, you look great. Hey, you happy. Life must be good. Man, I leveled up. When I tell you I leveled up, come on. What's higher than expert? Because that's where I'm at. What's the next one? How you get something higher than the expert level? I'm going to have to look that up because that's where your girl's at. True love, true happiness, true joy, true peace, and true freedom. Come join me. Get your freedom. Come get the tools that you need to live your best life. Spiritually, mentally, and physical. Come see your girl at Spiritual Days. Come dance with me. Peace.